Whatever. Let's continue.
Let's continue? We haven't started.
Let's continue starting.
Cameron, it has been wonderful doing this podcast with you.
It has. Are you breaking up with me?
It's been wonderful being your friend, but it must end.
Uh-oh.
Your Twitter name is Cam Decane.
That's a good name.
No, it's not.
It's festive.
No, it has to stop, Cameron.
No.
My heart.
There's candied cams for Thanksgiving.
It was bad enough, Cameron. That was bad enough.
A beautiful Christmas cam.
No.
Spiral cut cam.
Cam Decane.
Honey baked cam.
Cameron, this can't be a thing. It cannot be allowed.
It's what you do.
Cameron, I was a big proponent of you getting back on Twitter. Now I'm saying, leave.
Is this an intervention?
I don't know what Twitter has done to you.
An intervention cam?
That wasn't even good. That wasn't even good.
I've fallen so far. I don't even know what a joke is anymore.
This is what happens when you become a dad, isn't it?
No, I think I've always been this way.
Oh no. We've lost him, guys.
Guess Chance is looking for a new co-host.
Cam Decane. Tweet at Cameron. Tell him to stop the madness. Stop the madness 2020.
No, it's mad enough. We need this happiness.
There's no happiness here. Only sadness.
My happiness. That's important.
In the words of the great philosopher of our time, Scott Pilgrim, you know what sucks?
Everything. Brought to you by Locker Genie. Unless somebody real decides to sponsor us, this is Boy Meets World Fever, and I'm your host, Cameron.
You're the only host?
Uh-huh.
You kicked me off?
I kicked you off.
This is now a podcast hosted by rivals.
We're taking the contentious spirit that we've felt up to this point of this season, and we're just turning it on each other.
We're turning it on each other. I am no longer a Cameron fan.
Or a fan of Cam Decane's.
Nope, Cam Decane's is bad. I am your real host, Chance.
We've taken the podcast. We drew a line straight down the middle. This side's my side. That side's his side.
Yeah, the problem is the microphone's still in the middle.
It's fine, because it can hear both of us.
Then what's the point of the line?
You know.
Oh, I do know. I do. You at home, you know too. Well, Thanksgiving's over.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel?
Fine.
Yeah.
Thankful.
How was your inferior holiday?
Good. Ate a lot. Had a good time.
Wonderful. That sounds wonderful.
How was your made-up holiday?
That is very insulting to the high holiday of my people. It was good. It was very good. Watched the Netflix movie Palm Springs.
I thought it was a Hulu movie.
Yeah, Hulu movie. It's not very good.
Ah, bummer.
It will not be returning to future Time Loop days. You know, there were some really funny parts to it, but there were a lot of non-funny parts too.
You gotta pick your lane, and you gotta stay in it.
Yeah, well, attempted funny parts. Maybe funny parts that aren't my humor.
That's fair.
Jack-off humor just isn't, it's never gonna be me.
That's good, I suppose.
It's not my jam. It's not my deal.
Okay. So, you heard it here first.
No jack-off.
Ladies and gentlemen, not a fan.
No. I like when Sean Hunter talks about people getting off more.
Well, you get some of that today.
We do.
How lucky. So I guess we'll just go ahead and get into it after that disappointing news on the time loop front from Chance. But we are here on episode 305. Hometown Hero. Chance, why don't you give us the synop?
I love a good synop. Corey knows who he is now, but who he is insignificant. So he wants to be significant. So he breaks into a science lab, starts a fire. Then he pulls the fire alarm and puts that out. But all anyone knows is that he pulled the fire alarm and put it out. So he becomes a hero. That's it.
I don't feel like that was quite doing justice, but okay.
Cameron, I can't do this episode justice. Because the episode itself does no justice.
I thought it was fine. I liked this one.
It does no justice for Topanga.
Oh, that's true. She's barely there.
Cameron, what is wrong with season 3?
The same thing that was wrong with the past 2 seasons.
It is so much worse this season. I feel, well, not season one, but we didn't know what we were missing in season one.
It is not nearly as bad as season two.
She's been in two episodes.
This is her third episode.
What was her second?
She was in My Best Friend's Girl. She was in the I Love You one. And now this one.
Okay.
By my count, that is three.
Yeah, I forgot about the I Love
You. I don't know how you do it in time loop world. On your side of the podcast, however you count over there. But on this side of the podcast, that counts as three.
I forgot about the I Love You one. That's how significant that episode is. With this, the trash I love. It might as well be the first episode.
I think the first episode is better.
It is much better. But what is up? What is up with Topanga? She shows up twice.
I don't know. I feel like they're just easing her in. You know, she's never worked the full season before. So they're just, you know, easing her into it.
I was so disappointed the entire time.
I'm not saying that I like it.
Couldn't she have been in the science class at least?
There was plenty of scenes. There wasn't any other storylines in this one. They could have written her in.
She could have been a commenter on the situation like Sean was. I guess they didn't want... Here's how I imagine the writer room went. Oh, we have Danielle Fishel back for this episode. What should she do? Well, Corey can't lie to her because then the audience would hate him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so barely put her in it.
I mean, that'll do. I feel like I had a really good point, and then as you were talking, it disappeared.
I sucked it out of you.
Thanks a lot. Oh, also, she couldn't have been in science class with them because the entire conceit is that they forgot to do their papers. If she was in class with them, she would have reminded them.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
But Topanga's already said that they have all the same classes.
Uh-huh.
So where is she? Is she just gone that day, but she's back the next day?
I guess you're right. They have all the same classes, but she's not in it. Where's Topanga?
You heard it here first. We're breaking coverage. Topanga Gate.
Topanga Gate.
Where's Topanga?
Maybe Jedediah and Chloe have set up meditation time for the morning so she doesn't have to go to class in the mornings.
Maybe. This is future knowledge.
Okay.
But I think it's important here. There's an episode coming up where Feeny has stacked the exam schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And they're having to study a lot. And Topanga walks by saying, hydrogen, helium, beryllium, lithium, whatever. And then Corey makes the comment, and she's not even in chemistry. Maybe she's not there in the mornings.
Maybe she's not. Maybe Corey is in all of her classes because she doesn't go in the mornings, but she isn't in all of Corey's classes.
Could be. I feel like it has to be. We've made as much sense of this heinous situation as we could.
This is season three is beginning Topanga Gate for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is a travesty of the highest proportions.
It's not really a travesty. A travesty is a joke. A travesty is not just the worst tragedy.
Well, but I'm saying it's a joke, right? Like, it's so sad that it's...
Yeah, but you're using it like tragedy.
Oh.
It's kind of how you're using the word. Like, this is a tragedy of the highest order.
How would I use travesty correctly?
You could use travesty like, say, like a kangaroo court situation. So travesty is like a joke, but maybe a more serious joke. Like, are you kidding me right now? Like our current situation in our state with our governor refusing to really do anything about the coronavirus. His leadership is a travesty.
But I feel like that's how I'm using it.
It may mean.
Like her not being in it is a travesty.
I think tragedy works better.
Hmm. Maybe. I'll have to think on it.
Anyway, we can go ahead and get diving in. Because I don't think your description of the setup of events is quite fair. You said Corey didn't know who he was, so he broke into the chem lab.
No.
That's not it at all.
No, that's not what I said.
Corey knows who he is now. But he doesn't like it, so he breaks into the chem lab.
Well,
that was very wrong.
There was a period. The two events aren't related.
No, there was a conjunction there. You made them seem connected.
And if it was on paper, it wouldn't have seemed as...
I don't know. I think you were just... You're really down on this episode.
I'm not. I actually rated this one fairly... I'm not...
You just come out swinging instantly with the negativity. It's because we've divided the room right now. I think we need to reconcile.
Wait, what is my negativity?
Candy canes.
Well, okay, that was negative. Sure, but what's my negativity towards this episode?
No Topanga.
Well, okay, but you're negative towards that too.
Your poor description of the episode.
Wow, my poor description?
I think what we need to do is we need to reconcile. Chance, I'm sorry that I just said you gave a poor description.
And I'm sorry that Candy Cane is a terrible name. Candy Cane.
And I'm sorry that friendship over.
This was such a wonderful, joyous podcast.
We had a good run.
That's it.
We are, from this moment on, we are turning a new leaf. Not a false toxic positivity, but we're going to just be nice. I think we need to leave our Lewis Black dark times of 2020 behind us and move into this great unknown future with renewed vim and vigor.
Interesting, interesting. But what if I have beef with a fandom?
That's what Twitter is for.
I'm not good at the Twitter.
Well, you can...
And if I get on there, I have to see Camdy Kane.
Uh-huh. Only for a month.
Christmas just got even worse.
Chance.
Christmas!
None of that. We're going to have a good time. I feel like we're bringing ourselves down.
I'm having a great time.
I don't know. It doesn't seem to be. Anyway, we're going to get started on this episode. We're going to have some laughs. Going to have some good times.
This is the third time you've said that.
Well, we keep not starting. I'm ready to have some laughs and some good times and not be ridiculed for my Twitter choices.
Wait, isn't that what Twitter's for?
I mean by you in this moment.
Okay, I'll only ridicule you on Twitter.
No, that doesn't work either.
All right, fine. Mean science teacher, Dr. Sorrell, let's talk about it.
I know I said we'd be nice and positive. I don't like Dr. Sorrell.
Yeah, Dr. Sorrell's the worst.
Dr. Sorrell sucks. Worst teacher of John Adams High.
He's probably not even a real doctor. He probably just has all the kids call him that.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah, but he's pretty awful. So the whole inciting incident, I suppose, of the episode is they have a paper that's due in his class. And he's like, I don't want to hear any of your sob stories. Like, I don't want to, like, hear about it. If you want to give it a try, I could use a laugh. Jerk move. When he makes this announcement, Corey and Sean are like, I don't have my paper done. Sean's even like, I didn't even know he had one. Which tracks with previous episodes where he just like doesn't come to school. Also, why are they taking biology and chemistry in the same year?
Wait, they're taking biology?
They had a biology test in the last episode.
Well, that's true. That's true. This is a very STEM heavy. Well, I mean, all their other classes are English.
And one history class.
Have they been in history yet this season? I don't think we know that.
I think you're right.
Yeah, I think they've only been in...
There's no math, though.
No, no. They get all their math out of the way in fifth grade.
It does remind me of freshman year of college, though, when I just knew I was going to be a doctor.
Uh-huh.
I think we've discussed that aspiration of mine on here before. But I took freshman year, first semester, both biology and chemistry.
How was that?
Awful.
It sounds awful.
Just the worst. And then I pretty quickly realized, like, I don't think I want to live this life.
You could be doing this podcast right now in a white coat.
I could be doing that anyway. I could just go buy a white coat.
And besmirch the name of Doctordom?
Just like Dr. Sorrell.
Dr. Sorrell.
Dr. Doom. Dr. Octopus. Dr. Phil. I don't think he's a real doctor.
Surely not.
Or if he is, he's not a doctor of anything. Is Dr. Phil a doctor? Look, it's the first thing that pops up. He's from Vinita, Oklahoma. He holds a doctorate in clinical psychology, but he ceased renewing his license to practice psychological therapy in 2006.
Of course he did.
Mm.
Dr. Phil.
Two in Oklahoma. Not proud.
We don't
need any help. Looking bad. Thanks, Dr. Phil.
This is like when I learned that Ron Howard was from Duncan, Oklahoma.
Is that disappointing?
Well, it's just kind of crazy.
I mean, he got out.
He did. He did get out. Good on you, Ron Howard.
Isn't Brad Pitt from... somewhere.
Is he from Oklahoma?
Sorry, everyone. This is worthwhile.
Guys, we live in Oklahoma. We gotta grasp on to every bit of positivity.
He was born in Shawnee.
He was born in Shawnee.
But he grew up in Springfield, Missouri.
I mean, that makes sense.
But, hey, look at us. You're welcome, America. World.
We gave you Brad Pitt. You know what the cold open should have been?
What?
If we're gonna hate on something, why are we hating on Jake Paul?
I don't want to think about Jake Paul.
But... he gave an interview where he talked all about how COVID was a hoax recently.
Well, I'm not surprised. He's an idiot.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if we're going to direct our hate and vitriol, shouldn't be at each other. It shouldn't be at the wonderful K-pop stans who we've always loved.
We've never directed any vitriol at them.
I know.
I have none for them.
I have none either. We want them as our bestest friends. We shouldn't be directing hate at anything other than the most hateable thing.
Jake Paul.
The worst.
Mm, the worst.
Really, I hate both the Paul brothers, but Jake is a special kind of just...
Is he the one who went to Japan?
I think that was actually Logan. Jake is the one...
Was he on Disney Channel?
I don't know.
One of them was on Disney Channel.
I don't really know much about the Paul brothers except that they're idiots.
I think Jake Paul is the blonde one.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's the one who went to Japan.
Oh, he's the one who mocked suicide victims.
Mm-hmm. So are we really surprised that he said COVID is a hoax?
One of them also was doing looting during the George Floyd riots. One of the Paul brothers.
Could have been anyone.
Anyway, Jake Paul, we don't like you. You are the second person ever we don't want on our show.
You and Adam Levine.
You and Adam Levine.
Go hang out with each other.
Jake Paul, you should have actually been first. You should have... I retroactively take back what we said about Adam Levine. Say, Jake Paul, go suck an egg.
And now Adam Levine, uninvited officially.
Yes. So now, the first person we ever uninvited, Jake Paul. Second person, Adam Levine. But Blackpink, come on the show. We want to talk to you.
Yeah.
That's one of them, right?
One of them who?
The K-pop bands.
I don't know. BTS.
But I think BTS and Blackpink have like a rivalry going.
Oh, then we can have both. We can reconcile them the way we reconciled with each other.
Oh, over our mutual hatred of Jake Paul?
Yeah. Oh. We'll find something they both hate and then have them join forces against it.
It's probably Jake Paul, right?
Probably. That's a really good idea for a show. Is you take people that really don't get along, find something they both hate, and have them work together to destroy it.
I love this.
And thereby create a strong friendship. There is nothing more American than that show.
I am in. Let's write it.
ABC, NBC, CBS.
By the way,
call me.
Everyone out there, TM.
I'm going to write the idea on an envelope and then mail it to myself.
Man, we're full of hate today. But we're full of hate.
That's a good idea.
I love it.
That's a bankable hatred.
That's a bankable hatred. But we're full of hate for Jake Paul and Dr. Sorrell. And if there's two things to hate, man, it's these two.
And we're about to tell you why.
And we're about to tell you
because why. Because he says he doesn't want any of this. And the boys are like, well, I guess we'll tell them our...
We got abducted by aliens.
And they ate our papers.
So
they go up to talk to him. And an athlete is talking to him, saying like... And you just hear Dr. Sorrell. No, of course I didn't mean you having to have your paper done after that pass you threw at the football game.
Yeah.
Like, take all the time, take until the end of football season. He's like, well, I play basketball too. It's like, oh, just forget about it.
Trash.
Yeah.
One, this is an 8th grade class. So why is this a senior in their 8th grade class? Is he part of the varsity team or is he just that big a fan of the middle school team?
He seems like he's... bigger.
He does.
He would be on the varsity team. Probably having to take this class over again.
Mm. Well, but Sorrell wouldn't have failed him.
Maybe Sorrell is new.
He'd have to be. He'd have to be to survive the wrath of Feeny.
But maybe he's tenured, which is how he's survived Feeny.
Because
He's lasted over a whole year with Feeny.
Maybe this football player has failed science so many times that he's just in 8th grade science while also being a senior.
Could be.
Anyway.
But yeah, this just... it never sits right with me. Just sort of this bias towards athletes in particular. And I'm not saying because I'm not athletic. But it gets my goat.
It is. Cameron is actually very athletic. If you could see him right now, he looks like a stronger, sleeker Troy Aikman.
Oh, thank you.
So, you know.
I'm sitting here making sure my tummy is poking out extra.
Except he doesn't have a tummy. He has washboard abs.
Yeah, pretty much. Somewhere in there.
Rub that microphone on those abs, Cameron. There you go. There's some ASMR for you guys.
Just put that on repeat.
I don't know what I'm doing. Anyway.
I'm having a good time.
I am as well. United in hatred.
Mm-hmm. This is the complete opposite of when I said we needed to turn a leaf. But we're having fun.
We're having fun. We're doing good work. We're bashing Dr. Sorrell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just that, like, that athlete bias. Like, I feel like especially in college you see it. I'm just like, if you're an athlete, it's like people are bending over backwards to, like, accommodate you and, like, help you out with stuff. And it's like tutors and all this extra stuff just to, like, make sure that you're doing well enough to be able to play. And then at a university level, it's especially exploitative because they're, like, generating a lot of revenue off of you.
Yeah, they're generating a lot of revenue off of you.
Which I suppose you're receiving an education that's very expensive, but also...
But are you? Because a lot of them leave before they finish their education.
Also true. Man, I don't know.
Well...
it just stinks. Dr. Sorrell sucks.
Yeah, Dr. Sorrell does suck. And is anyone really that into high school sports? Like, is he...
I don't know.
Is he just like... What are those people called who, like, date famous people and famous people only? It's like a really derogatory word. Some sort of
chaser.
Yeah. Is he just like a glory chaser, like... Living Maybe. Vicariously through students. Dr. Searle sucks.
All I can think of now is from the game Fable. When you chase chickens, like, there goes Chicken Chaser.
Chicken Chaser.
Hey, there's Chicken Chaser.
You chase chickens. Yes. Fable, we love you.
Look it up.
Come on the show. Peter Molyneux? Mm-hmm. Is that the guy? Yeah. Black and White was such a great game. So few people played it.
I didn't play it.
Oh, so
good. I knew what it was. I just didn't really have a computer.
So good.
Chicken Chaser.
You chase chickens. Anyway. So, yeah. The boys need to get their papers done. So they do.
Mm-hmm. I mean, in a day.
In a day.
It's very impressive. But it's I love this cut here. Because Sean goes and tries to talk to Dr. Sorrell and say, hey, here's our excuse. He gets like one word out. And he's like, no. Mm-hmm. So he goes back. And then Corey's like, Dr. Sorrell and I have this relationship that like extends beyond just teacher and student. And he goes over to talk to him. And then it just cuts. Nighttime. Window to the chem lab. Lifts open. Corey pulls up. He didn't even know my name. And it was just so funny to me.
It was it's just a great like transition.
Very little, very wonderful transition there.
It's a great transition. Good comedic timing. And Corey like is pulling himself in. And he's like, he didn't even know my name, and I ripped my pants open on the barbed wire. And Sean's like, why didn't you just walk through the gate like I did?
Seemed too obvious.
It was like a trap.
And so this whole time, Corey's like complaining about how this football player's like getting by and on his glory, mm-hmm. essentially. And
see, but this is why my summary was the way it was, because that is the order of events: the inferiority, then the break-in.
I mean, the summary of events is correct, but it just made it sound like he didn't like who he was, so then he broke into the chem lab.
But then he did break into the
chem lab. Well, he did, but it wasn't because. It's not like one event was the cause of the other.
Again, on paper, it would have written out better.
Okay, I'll let it slide.
Good. But yes, this is a very funny scene with him complaining and Sean being just the light of my life. Like,
he is so funny.
He is so funny. Just, you know, Corey, when you're breaking and entering, normally you don't stick around to vent. And I don't know why. It tickled me.
It makes me think Sean has some experience breaking and entering, I'm assuming.
Or family that's breaking
family in. Family that's breaking and entering, and he's heard the stories.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just very funny. And so they're going around. They have a flashlight. Suddenly their flashlight goes out.
And Corey's like, check the batteries. Okay, but I need a flashlight.
And then Corey's just like, we're in a chem lab. There's probably some matches around here. Mm-hmm. So he takes the matches, goes to strike them, burns himself.
Well, you're missing my favorite part.
Oh, yes, Sean.
Sean, as some famous guy once said, let there be light.
Yeah, some famous guy.
Some famous guy once said, let there be light.
The God of Judaism, of Christianity, and Islam. Yep. Some famous guy.
Some famous guy. The three of the four major religions.
All the monotheistic ones.
All the monotheistic ones, yeah. Well, all the
main.
All the
major.
Major monotheistic. Anyway.
Abrahamic.
He burns himself, like you said. He drops the matches in a trash can. It catches
a very full trash can.
Yeah.
This time of night, I mean, knowing who the janitorial staff at this school is, it's no surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But that trash can should be empty by now.
It's true. There's a reason in our tabletop RPG episodes I said we cannot give John Adams High a great janitorial staff.
It's true, because they do not have one.
They don't. But then the boys try to blow on the fire, which tickled me.
And it's just like raging in this trash can, so they go to leave.
Yeah, they go to leave.
Like, run out the window, jump out the window, climb down.
Yeah. And Corey's like, we have to go back in there. We have to pull the fire alarm. And Sean's like, no, why? And he's like, Sean, that's a chemistry lab. Chemicals explode.
He's like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Like, yeah, I know. It's like, no, on my paper, I wrote, in conclusion, chemicals don't explode.
Here is my new question. What on earth is Sean's paper about?
Maybe he was doing an insightful analysis of the noble gases. They're pretty inert.
Okay.
I guess I don't know if, say, argon, which I believe is a noble gas, if that's really flammable. But I feel like they're not very reactive because they have all their valence electrons. Google.
What are we Googling? I don't know what's happening. I'm filling for time.
The inert gas. Helium, neon, argon, krypton, xenon, and radon. I don't know. Are the noble gases flammable? They have low densities, and they are inert, so they are not flammable. Maybe he was talking about
that. Maybe he thought the noble gases were chemicals?
Uh-huh. The only chemical.
Okay.
It's a big stretch, but here we are. Maybe he was writing about that, or I have no idea why that would be his thesis statement.
This is a really 90s understanding of chemicals.
Mm-hmm. It's like, what could they be talking about?
Yeah, like, you remember when we were kids, there were like all those like chemistry sets, or if they ever needed a mad scientist, it was just like beakers with different colored liquids that like...
Mm-hmm. Like the Flash?
Yeah, the Flash. And his like what got struck. And it's just like this concept of like chemicals.
It's a good catch-all term.
Yeah.
Chemicals. Also, it's very funny when they first get down from the chem lab and he's like, we gotta go, like, that fire's not gonna go out. And then Sean's like, it's just a trash can fire, it'll go out on its own. Or in the morning when they take out the trash.
It's true. Apparently this fire raged pretty out of control, as we'll see later on.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it was pretty big.
It was true.
Because the trash can was not emptied. Probably chemical-soaked rags in there.
Yeah, probably chemical-soaked rags. Soaked with all those chemicals.
Mm-hmm. It's got the sodium chloride, dihydrogen monoxide.
High fructose corn syrup?
Sure.
That's a chemical?
It is. All things are chemicals. Chemistry is the building blocks of life.
There you go. You heard it here first.
Everything is chemistry.
Everything is chemistry. Well,
unless it's physics. Everything is chemistry and physics.
Except...
And philosophy.
Okay. We're going to move on from this line of thinking. We're going to move on from this line of thinking.
Yeah, so we're still on the first scene.
We have finished the first scene. Presumably, Corey goes in and pulls the fire alarm.
Uh-huh.
The next day, at school, they're talking about it.
Mm-hmm. It's like, don't worry, nobody's going to know.
No one's going to know anything.
Janitor Bud comes around the corner and he says, you two, I know.
Yeah, and he's like, the curly-haired one, come with me. And Corey's like, this is it.
And Sean's just like, quick, rub off your DNA.
Quick, rub off your DNA. And Corey's like, oh, okay. And starts rubbing his hands on his shirt. Okay.
So then Bud takes him into this class and he's like, this is the one, this is the guy. And then Turner's even like,
are you who he saw? And of course, like, I guess if he said he saw me.
And then he's just like, oh, Matthew's that a boy.
Yeah. It's Feeney, Eli, and Turner all in the same room.
And students.
Yeah.
It's very strange.
It's very strange. Turner and Eli are like attached at the hip in this episode.
Yeah. They don't have a single scene where they're not together.
It's true. It was kind of strange.
Best friends.
They teach the same classes, actually.
It's weird. English and media arts blended together.
But yeah, so they're like, atta boy. Mm-hmm. And Janitor Bud's like, I was asleep in my office.
I mean closet.
And if you hadn't pulled the fire alarm and woke me up.
Another janitor would be sweeping me up today.
Yeah.
Because that's usually what they do when the building burns down. Is they just sweep it up that day.
Yep. So they treat him as this big hero. And Sean's like, cool, ride it.
Mm-hmm. Feeny's even just kind of like,
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what we have here in this episode is a better version of the Boys to Mensa.
Yes, it's true. I think of this episode in Boys to Mensa, I'm very much in the same vein.
Mm-hmm. I feel like this one's a lot better.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like more interesting and believable.
And less bleh.
Yeah, definitely less bleh. Much funnier.
Yeah, it's much funnier, and I don't know. There's some heartfeltness in this one. It wasn't really in Boys to Mensa. But yeah, this is basically that episode take two. Mm-hmm. I'm glad that these are the only two of this exact style of episode in this. I don't think I could do it again.
Yeah, just a lie that gets out of control.
Yeah.
Well, there's kind of one in the final season from Topanga's point of view.
Well.
We'll get there. It's not the same at all.
Not the same at all.
But a similar idea of just like a lie that gets out of hand.
She gets a check. We'll get there.
I mean, it's a sitcom staple.
Yeah.
Just kind of the out of control lie.
So Sean's telling him to write it and they go out of the classroom and Janitor Bud's laid down like a red carpet to his locker.
He's like, how do I know this is for me? It leads to your locker.
And Corey takes his shoe, shoe, kind of pokes at it and goes, ooh, plush.
Mm-hmm. I guess you can, I mean, if you step on a nice carpet, even if you're wearing shoes, you can tell. You can feel it. Not as much as if you're not wearing shoes.
Yeah.
You can really feel it. Like this carpet we're on right now, not plush. Not a good carpet.
Are you going to rip it all up and put up down plush carpet in here?
Probably not.
You should put shag carpet.
Definitely not.
Bring it back.
No.
Bring it back. No. Tweet at Cameron to bring back shag carpet.
No, Camdy Cane will never.
Camdy Cane.
I think it's technically Christmas tree emoji, Camdy Cane, Christmas tree emoji. There's no candy cane emoji.
Will someone hit me really hard and just wake me up after Christmas is over?
This is my show now.
I just want Christmas gone so Camdy Cane will be gone. What are you going to be? A Camdy New Year?
We'll have to see what comes.
A Cam?
Just what comes to mind?
A Cammy New Year?
Just don't worry about it. But Janitor Bud has laid down this red carpet leading to Corey's locker. And then Dr. Sorrell comes, gives Corey his paper, gave him an A+.
All that was all left was burned up. Because Dr. Sorrell sucks.
And he's like, I saw where you were going with it. Mm-hmm. And then he gives Sean his paper and he says, here you go, Sean. D.
Chemicals do explode.
Which is, to make that big of an error and still get a D, not bad.
I mean, if your statement is in conclusion, chemicals don't explode, your entire paper has to be wrong.
He made some very, very, very astute observations throughout, but then his conclusion was bad.
But to your point, there are chemicals that don't explode.
Mm-hmm. Certain chemicals do not explode.
Does liquid lead explode?
I mean, I guess anything could explode if you have it under pressure and then release the pressure as it is rapidly expanding, sort of exploding.
Okay.
Anything could explode.
I guess that's true. I guess that's true.
I think we're thinking too hard about this.
What about argon lasers?
I don't know.
I don't know why I asked that question. Tweet at us if you're an argon laser manufacturer. Anyway.
Surely we have someone in our vast audience of 100 people each week that are an argon laser technician.
Yeah, surely. Surely. What's next?
Then we get introduced to the locker genie.
Yep, we get introduced to the locker genie, and Janitor Bud's like, I took the liberty. And he like puts it in his hand, and he's like, and here's one for the wife.
So he clicks the button, and Corey's locker door just opens.
And a light turns on.
He clicks it again, locker door closes. Mm-hmm. And so throughout the next few scenes as he's talking in his locker, he's clicking it in a variety of interesting ways.
To make it open and close. This is when I noticed. Topanga's not, hasn't been in the freaking episode yet.
I noticed it at this point too.
It was like, how dare you invoke the wife?
She's not even been there. She's but then the next there. Scene, she shows up.
She does. She immediately shows up and is like, isn't it great, all this great stuff that's happening for Corey? And Sean's like, yeah, I guess. And then she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, I don't think the writers wanted Corey to lie to Topanga to his face because it would make him too unlikable. Like, right? That's mm-hmm. got
to
be the reason.
It has to be.
Because
we'll get there later.
Lying to your parents.
You lied to Topanga.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
That's a much bigger deal than we're ready for in season 3.
But I'm just thinking, like, you can lie to your parents. You can lie to teachers. You can lie to friends. Those are all pretty acceptable.
But not to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Especially like, Topanga.
Especially Topanga.
Pure and innocent and wonderful Topanga.
Yeah. Who looks marvelous in this episode.
She really does.
As she always does.
Hair looks really good.
Yeah. I mean, hair is just...
Outfit on point.
Daniel Fishel, we love you. Come on the show. We just want to... We'll do an entire episode just about your hair.
We will. Don't even joke about that.
Well, it's not a joke.
I know. Don't even think we're joking, listeners.
Daniel Fishel, we love you.
Come on the show. So Topanga's like, they're having the pep rally. And he's like, yeah, I don't really go for like football stuff. That's what Sean says. He's like, well, Corey's giving a speech or whatever. It's like, pep rallies, football players, tuba players, cheerleaders. Come
Let's
on.
Go.
Just grabs Topanga's hand and runs off.
Yep. And this is one of four more times that I wrote, oh, Sean.
Oh, Sean.
Because I've got so many jokes of his written down, and I was just tired of it, so I just wrote, oh Sean. Very funny. They get there.
The quarterback's giving the intro talk.
Yeah, he's like, some people,
a lot of
think,
people
I'm
think I'm a big deal because I throw touchdown passes.
And I am. Shut up.
Oh, you. And then he's like, but we have another hero, another big deal. And here to introduce him is his brother, Eric. What's your last name?
Matthews.
Just like your brothers.
I know, weird, right? This has been another dramatic reading by Chance and Cameron.
We just had the script right here.
Da, 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 da. I don't know why The More You Know played. Don't ask questions. Let's move on.
Yes.
Then Corey gets up to speak. He's like, ladies and gentlemen, my fellow heroes. Like, he's like, just gives this hammy speech, which, mm-hmm. I mean, all of his speeches so far have been very hammy.
It's very on point.
Yeah, it's very on point.
On brand for Corey.
And he, like, introduces himself, and then he's like,
excuse me, I got smoke in my lungs.
I still got smoke in my lungs. And I'm just like, dying of fire, Corey.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's just like way too bought into his own hype.
And he's like, there was a part of me thinking back on this episode when I'm like, man, Sean's turn is really kind of sudden. From like, ride that wave to, hey, this is getting out of control.
Because mm-hmm, there's a difference between like riding that wave mm-hmm. and like exploiting it to the level that he is.
It exploded. And yeah, this scene is where I'm like, oh, I get it now. Like, I know Sean's turn makes perfect sense. After watching him be like, there's smoke in my lungs. Now, when you're on that team and those guys are bigger than you, remember. Those
flames are a lot bigger than me.
Like, if I'm Sean in this instance, I'm like, yeah, you need to shut up. Like,
that's quite enough. So then we cut. It's the end of the day. They're walking home. And Corey has like a stuffed bear and like a foil swan and all this stuff. He's just like, do you think they can really do it? The student council? You think they can really get the school named after me?
Corey Adams High. Sean tells a joke in this scene. I wrote O'Shawn, but I don't remember what it is.
That's why you can't just write O'Shawn.
Well, the others I did O'Shawn with the joke in quotes.
Was it when they get in the house and they're like, the phone's been ringing all day.
Why didn't you just answer it? No, that one too. Sean tells a joke here. I don't remember what it is, but he's like, are you sure you're not just like getting off on this?
Uh-huh.
So he makes that joke. I don't know what, maybe that meant something different in the 90s. I don't know. But it was jarring. And he's just talking about like, yeah, I wanted you to ride it, but like we were talking about the jock. Don't
bank on it.
Yeah. Don't believe your own hype. He goes into the family now, right?
Uh-huh, he like walks in. He pulls like, up. You're just trying to rain on my parade, which mm-hmm. I believe is next Tuesday.
Which I believe is next Tuesday.
But then they go and he's like, I'm not gonna like go in and lie to my parents.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes in and they're like, yeah, Corey.
Yeah,
they have this beautiful banner in the back that looks like it was printed on like, you know, the reels. Where on the edges of the paper are the little strips with the dots.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was like each letter was made up of smaller letters and symbols to like create.
Oh, I didn't look at like this banner, I guess.
It was beautiful. I don't know what it's actually called. Like a GameFAQs walkthrough, you know, at the top where they like make a picture out of whatever characters.
Out of like Leet and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
It looked like that and I was just like, wow.
Did it bring you to tears with its beauty?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I wept
openly.
No one was around. No one can tell you otherwise.
I am secure enough in my masculinity to admit that I wept openly.
What is that from?
Boy Meets World.
It is?
Yes.
Was that Nuncio?
No.
Have we hit it so far?
Well, okay. Let me break it down for you. Your girlfriend comes in. She sits down in the chair. She says, make me beautiful. Bada bing, bada boom. You got yourself a looker.
Okay. Sorry. I was just like, I cannot.
We'll get to that next season, everybody. We'll get to that. I am secure enough in my masculinity and my nationality as an Italian. I'm probably butchering the line.
I think you did, but
it's something like that.
I picked up on what you were going at there.
I just remember, bada bing, bada boom, you got yourself a looker.
But anyway, he goes in, and his parents are
overjoyed.
So proud of him.
Of him being a hero.
Mm-hmm. And then he straight up lies to them.
Yep.
Tells the story, and it's even more dramatic.
Well, yeah. I mean, we don't really see it, do we? He's just like...
I feel like it gets started.
I don't know what you've heard, but I was walking back from Chubby's. And Sean just like... was like, whatever. Mm-hmm. And
next day we realized that he like didn't even stick around. He like left. And Corey's like, well, why did you leave before dinner? Mm-hmm. He's kind of talking about it. And then Corey gets into his whole, you know who I am at this school? No one knows who I am. I've been here 2 years and I'm always either Eric's brother, Sean's friend, or my favorite. Hey, kid, move.
Mm-hmm.
So he's, again, just feeling that, not really looking for purpose, but he's just like, people know who I am for once.
Yeah.
He didn't go seeking it, but now that it's here,
he wants it.
He wants it.
Yeah. Yeah, he also pulls out a list of things that he has to do. Sushi with Professor Sorrell, or Dr. Sorrell.
He's got to go pick up and greet the exchange students at the airport.
This is my thing. He's got to fight traffic to go pick up exchange students at the airport? Can Corey drive?
No, he most definitely cannot.
Yeah, he's in eighth grade.
What's he up on Mr. Turner's Harley with him? Two of them ride down there.
I don't know. This isn't too bad because maybe he's just riding with somebody, but still.
Still. A bit much.
You're on notice. And then he's like, I've lied to the school. I've lied to my parents, but at least that's all I can lie to. And then
Eli comes.
Yep, Eli comes. He's like, Matthews, how would you like to tell all of Philadelphia what a hero you are?
And then they explain, like, Eli's got connections at the news station, mm-hmm. and they're going to come and interview all of Corey's family and him to tell the story. Corey immediately turns his head towards his locker and clicks the button and smashes himself in the head.
And Eli, in still the most...
True form.
Yeah, the most perfect comedic timing of the season, like, it has been Eli. Like, every time he tells a joke, it is on point exactly.
He's just like, famous people.
He's like, famous people. So I wrote, oh, Eli. And then...
all my notes are just going to be, oh, Eric. Oh, Topanga. I don't actually write anything that's happened. It's just like, oh, and then Topanga says something, but I can't remember what it was because all I wrote was, oh, Topanga.
That only really happened one time. I've told every other joke.
It was only one time that Topanga could have said anything.
It's true. So Topanga. And then, you know, Corey and Sean are talking about, like, this is it. Like, this is the ultimate, like, crap salad. Like, what are we going to do? I can't go through with it. And Feeny's like, can't go through with what?
Yeah. So it seems like Mr. Feeny knows. Because mm-hmm. Mr. Feeny knows everything.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm going to tell the whole story on the news. And Feeny's like, good. I've been waiting to hear the whole story. And he walks off. And again, this is another O'Shawn moment. What did he mean by that, Sean? I don't know. It's Feeny. 3 years and I still don't understand him.
I don't know. It's Feeny.
The next scene perplexes me.
Mm-hmm. When they're at his house?
When he's calling the advice hotline.
Oh, right. I didn't even take a note about that. Because it's just like, what? This episode is like the complete opposite to the last episode, where in the last episode we had four different storylines. Mm-hmm. And in this episode we have one. I feel like this episode would have... It'd been done a huge favor to have something else happening.
I think so, too.
To break it up.
At least, like, a two or three-ish scenes mm-hmm. somewhere.
Not huge, but something.
Because we did not need this Dr. Shannon.
We didn't need this. I feel like the end is kind of dragging.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
But, yeah, this whole... Corey calls into this hotline because he doesn't know what to do. He makes up a fake name, Gomez. And he's just like, I don't know. I'm really nervous. I have to do something, and I don't know how I feel about it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm scared.
Yeah. She's like, I suggest you look deep inside yourself.
Really? I've been on hold for 45 minutes, and I get deep inside yourself.
Well, if you need courage, there's a special on tonight about a brave boy named Corey Matthews.
Oh, what do you know?
He hangs up. I do, the only part of the scene that's worth anything to me is when he goes, I need someone to talk to. And she goes, talk to me, Gomez. I don't know why. It's a funny line delivery.
Talk to me, Gomez.
But, yeah. This whole scene, I'm not sure why it's there. And then we cut to Sean and Corey in the bedroom.
And then they're like, what do we do?
Yeah. They're watching them bring in all the TV equipment. Mm-hmm. Like, cameras, sound monitor. Ooh! And Sean's like, what? Bagels.
Eric comes out dressed in a suit. Is this the first time we hear of his, like, weatherman aspirations?
No. They say...
It's come up once before.
Yeah, it's come up once before, and they say something about when you told us you wanted to be a weatherman or something. Like, it's come up once before, because mm-hmm. I remember us mentioning it.
Yeah, this is when you really start to see it, though. Yeah. He's all dressed up because he wants to be, like, seen on TV, and then they would replace Rich Herrera, the weatherman, with him.
Yeah, because all Rich Herrera is a head of hair and a winning smile.
And then he's like, how do I look?
Sean's like, head of hair, winning smile.
Perfect.
I'm so the new weatherman.
And then Corey's like, I don't think I want to do this. And then Eric's just like, you're protecting Herrera, aren't you?
Yeah. You're protecting Herrera, aren't you? It's pretty funny.
And then we get maybe my favorite joke is it's all about to go down. And Corey's just like, oh, this is it. I'm going to hell for this. And you know what the worst part? They're going to expect me to put out the fire. It was really funny.
It was. It was pretty funny. It wasn't my favorite joke.
Favorite's a strong word. Favorite from Corey, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything Sean said is funnier.
Yes, Sean is.
As some famous guy said, let there be light.
Famous guy once said, let there be light. They go downstairs and... I'm not a fashion person, but what the reporter and Amy are wearing is kind of insane to me. Both of them, I'm just like, what?
What is this?
What is that? So anyway, that's my that's my one fashion note. The other guys are all just wearing
whatever
guys' clothes. Mm-hmm. But both, I just don't feel like anyone would wear Amy or Connie's
outfits.
And
it's a different time.
It was a different time. It's true. Though those times are kind of back. Mm-hmm.
But Connie's like super high strung.
Yeah, super high strung. Like, so they're gonna throw it over to us. I'm gonna pop you a few questions. You're gonna answer them. We love them. We love them. We love them.
Corey, flames, 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 flames.
Yep. And then we're all drinking by 9. Well, not the young ones, of course.
And then it just cuts to Turner and Eli. He's like, you used to work with her, huh? Yeah, back before she mellowed.
Yeah, back before she mellowed. Which is a great joke, and I'm glad it's in here. However, Turner and Eli, why are they there? Mm-hmm. And two, they're never shown again.
They're there for this one joke.
They're there for this one joke.
I mean, it would make sense because he, like, helped set it up. Like, he...
But why is Turner there?
Because he and Eli are best friends, and they're just together all the time.
Okay, sure.
They're attached at the hip in this episode.
They really are.
For some reason. Except in the first scene, Turner's here, and Eli's here, and every scene after that, they flip spaces. But still.
But still. The funniest part of this whole scene to me is Sean, like, putting bagels into a bag. And a guy's like, are you even part of this? I helped Corey start the fire.
And then Corey's going to the boom mic operator like, yeah. Hey, let's just change shirts.
And you do
trade
the
shirts
interview.
And you do the interview. It'll be a gas.
And then, you know, they're interviewing the parents and Alan's like, well, Corey didn't do this to be a hero. He did it because it needed to be done. Because for Corey, doing the right thing is what's important.
When has that ever been true of Corey?
That's a good point.
Never, not once.
Well,
maybe once or twice.
With the counselor in the last episode.
Because he's in too deep.
Yeah, because he's in too deep. But with the counselor in the last episode, I'm cursed.
Mm-hmm.
And he like...
They're trying to really get us to buy this version of Corey.
Yeah.
That hasn't really existed.
I agree with that. That's like good kid Corey. Not that he was bad. He was just kind of boring before. He was kind of bad in sixth grade, I guess. I don't know. But he kind of sad sack walks out into the backyard. Where there are wires for some reason?
Yeah, I have no idea
why. That doesn't make any sense.
They're in Mr. Feeney's bushes. We also have a scene with Eric where he's like trying to make his mark. And then Alan just says, go to your room.
Yeah.
It's like, Dad, we're on television. I know. Go to your room. They get sent up to his room.
And he goes, back to you, Connie. I actually found Eric really annoying here, which I know you're supposed to, but still.
It just wasn't that charming side of Eric.
It was like a desperate side. I don't know.
It wasn't good.
It was not my favorite.
And then she's like, let's go to Rich Herrera with the weather, and you just hear Eric, no!
We've got Rich Herrera with the weather. No! So, and then we have the scene that this whole thing has been building up to, Corey and Feeney in the backyard.
What a letdown.
Really? I thought Feeney was pretty great.
I think Feeney's really good. I just feel like the resolution is... Feeney's fine. I think Feeney's great. This is some really good Feeney.
Mm-hmm.
When we get there, we'll get there.
We're there. We're here.
I know, but we'll just go with Feeney and Corey's fine.
Uh-huh. Okay, so let's talk about Feeney and Corey. Let's get on track here.
Okay.
Feeney is like, what's wrong? And he's like, I'm not comfortable with people believing I'm this. He's like, hero? Corey's like, oh, you know. And he's like, I don't have enough facts to make trouble for anyone, if that's what you're asking.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of just continue along that vein.
Uh-huh. Where Feeney never, like, outright accuses Corey of anything. It doesn't feel like the way it was in Boys to Mensa, where Feeney was almost like this boogeyman.
Yeah,
trying like to knows bust the him. Truth, trying to trip him up.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, like Feeney just thinks he knows the full story, but he's wanting Corey to come out and tell the truth.
And, you know, debating, like, if you really are a hero. I knew a man who worked for 30 years at a job he hated to support his family. I thought he was a hero. Corey's like, yeah, sounds like one to me, like, because he was doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm. And yes, there's kind of that question of, like, what is a hero?
Mm-hmm.
It's like the person who, because there's, like, this vision of, like, the hero is the football hero or the guy who saves the building from being burned down or all these things. But there's, like, more steady, sort of dependable people that they're heroes.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah, and it's definitely that idea that, like, a hero is someone who does the right thing when the right thing isn't the easy thing to do. Like, that's what they say. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I'll take it.
It's a version of hero. It's kind of a white suburban version of a hero, but... I mean, that's still a culture that exists.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll take it. It's a good lesson. It's not a complete lesson, but when does Boy Meets World ever have complete lessons?
Uh-huh. What's just so interesting, though, is at the end where he's just like, how did you know that I would, like, or that I am? He's like, well, I knew the character of the young man. Like, I knew your character. And it's like the character of the person who doesn't do any of his homework assignments, so he breaks into the school to turn his paper in. Like, that's, you know, the character of and trusts to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels very...
Maybe Corey is so bad at doing these wrong things because he is heroic.
He's constantly screwing it up because he doesn't want to do the bad things.
Yeah.
So even as he tries, it doesn't go well.
Now let's talk about how 99.9999% of parents in the world, if confronted with this at this moment, would be like, well, don't tell anyone that. Like, uh-huh. We're not going to be embarrassed on TV. Like, no one would be like, no, we're going to stop the interview and tell the truth to the whole city. No uh-huh. parent would do that because they'd be like, no, this is going to, like, come back on us.
Uh-huh. We're going to look so bad. And also they're like, I didn't say because I didn't want to get in trouble. And Amy's just like, well, you are.
Mm-hmm.
They just seem so calm in this moment.
There is, like, live television in the living room.
You are in so much trouble, young man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not how anybody would act in that situation.
No. I was just watching that and I'm like, those parents would totally.
All right, well, we're going out there and you're going to talk about the fire and then just like you told it to us.
Yep.
We'll deal with it later.
We'll deal with it later. That's just the way it would really go down in non-sitcom world. I'm sorry, everybody out there. What would you do if you were in this situation with Nolan?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
There's not enough time for Corey and Feeny's whole thing. Like, you're on the news. It is, like, tight.
It's true.
So there's not that time for him to disappear and for his parents to leave and go get him and say, come on, you need to be coming back. So in real world, we would never have even made it to this point.
Okay.
But if also that had come out, I really don't know.
Yeah, it'd be a real rough situation to make.
Because honesty is important.
Yep.
I'm just going to hope and pray that it never happens. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to make sure Nolan does all of his homework on time so he never has to break into the school and accidentally set it on fire.
I never did any of my homework on time, and I never had to break into the school to set a fire.
So, there's two ways it can go. Somewhere in between there is, in terms of doing or not doing your homework, somewhere in between us is the person who has to break into the school and sets it on fire. I'm not sure exactly where.
We're not sure.
As long as Nolan is on one of those, probably closer to me, I'll be happier.
Okay. That's fair. So then they, he's like, Connie's going to freak. And the parents are like, he's going to have to get in line. And then that moment with Feeny, which is sweet, but you're right. History does not support it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, that's it. That's the episode.
We cut to the, like, end mm-hmm. where Janitor Bud is taking away the locker genies.
Is that a tag?
A tag. Mean?
Okay.
That's what I call it.
Okay, the tag at the end.
The tag.
The second, like, Topanga, and again, she looks amazing. Why did you not have her in this outfit in more of this episode?
Mm-hmm. But I also like this line from Janitor Butter. It's like, he still saved your life. He's like, so what? I owe you my life, but Feeny signs the checks.
Yep. So did Feeny make him take away the locker gene? It doesn't matter.
Maybe. Where do you get the funds?
It's a good point. And then I don't think Topanga speaks during this entire episode or this entire scene. No, I guess she does. She says, would you rather go back to being a hero? That's what she says. That's her whole line in this thing. He's like, no, I got my best friend. I got my girlfriend. Then a jock comes and yells, hey kid, move. He's like, I got my old name back. And that's the end.
That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
It is what it is.
Yep.
I had a fine time. I feel like the first three quarters of the episode, up till the Gomez phone call, like, it was just at a good pace. It was really funny. Like, there's the dilemma, but I think it was still moving really well. And mm-hmm. then kind of that last bit, they're like, well, we're just going to throw on the brakes and drag this out.
Yeah. It drags out a little bit. So what'd you rate it?
I gave it an 8.
Okay. I gave it a 7.5. So we're right in there.
Mm-hmm. More right Topanga could have saved it. I think if they had that extra, like another little B plot, just of something to kind of break it up.
Generally, one plot episodes are my favorite episodes. But this one...
This one needed a little zest. It needed some paprika.
Yeah, it needed something else. It needed more Topanga. Maybe Topanga has a subplot that, you know, isn't big.
Where is she in Kim Lab? We don't know. This is her story.
Yeah, but it is what it is. And it's fine. It's a fine episode.
Yeah.
I liked it better than last week's.
What did you name it?
Don't we do MVP next?
Sean.
Yeah, Sean. No one has
any. What did you name it?
I actually couldn't think of a name.
I really couldn't either.
Boy Meets Lies.
I originally said Boy Meets Kim Lab because it's our first time we're even seeing this set.
Boy Meets Chemicals Don't Explode.
Yes.
Boy Meets Chemicals Don't Explode.
It has to be that. It'd be the name of this episode, too. Boys Meet Chemicals Don't Explode.
It might be, actually. It might end up being the name of this episode. Boys Meet Chemicals Don't Explode. Boy Meets Chemicals Don't Explode.
Boy Meets... I was trying to think of the name of our TV show that's going to be on ABC, where we unite through hatred.
Oh, yeah.
United We Hate.
Haters Union?
We're going to have to workshop some titles. I'm going to reach out to my people. Chance is going to reach out to his people. Wait. See if they know any people that actually could.
You are my people.
Oh, no.
This is a problem.
If you're people and you're listening, we really want to get this ball rolling. I think it could be really successful.
Yeah.
Kind of like when American Idol first started and all the auditions were really bad and everybody liked that part.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of feeding on that part.
Yeah.
The American experience.
Can Jake Paul be the host and everyone just mocks him and makes fun of him the whole time?
I don't really want to ever think about him.
Yeah, that's a good point. Jake Paul, again, you
suck. Don't come on the show.
You suck. If you're a kid and you really idolize Jake Paul, stop it.
Read a book.
Doesn't he call like his fans the 9-year-old army or something like that?
I don't know, probably. When my first year of teaching, I had several students that were like super big fans.
Hopefully they're still
not. And then I think suicide stuff all came out and they were like, actually, that's not good.
Oh, good.
One of them had a hoodie and I think he ripped it up. Which, I mean, Jake Paul doesn't care. He still got paid for that hoodie.
It's true. Man, Jake Paul is trash. Boys Meet Jake Paul is trash.
No. I mean, it's not wrong, but...
Yeah, we don't want to give him that much real estate. Anyway.
He doesn't need our advertising.
Yeah, no publicity is bad publicity, is that?
Not even going to get any publicity.
No.
All press is good press.
All press is good press. Oh, I hope not.
Technically, is what I think the phrase is.
The phrase is. Yeah, that's true. Thank you, Dizzy Parker.
Yeah, for our theme song.
You can find a link to the music video in the description below. And from there, you can find links to all his stuff. Go check it out.
Mm-hmm. Something I wanted to do. I'm putting it out there. As of the time of this recording, let me just check.
I don't know. I don't even know what's happening. You guys are waiting in suspense with me. This is going to be the second Thursday in December. Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah. But as of today, on Apple Podcasts, we have 7 reviews. It is a month of giving and caring about others, as it should be, while also kind of caring about yourself. So in the spirit of the season...
In the spirit of the season.
What I'm going to do to put out there, we have 7 reviews on Apple Podcasts right now. For every review...
5-star. Well... You can review us anything, but we'd really like 5 stars. We really like
those 5 stars. Any reviews we get this month, so through the month of December, every review, I'm going to donate $1.
Just you? Or are we going to rotate?
Do it.
Oh, wow.
My friend and co-host, Chance, works at a homeless shelter here in our community.
It's true.
Food and Shelter for Friends. Is that what it's called?
It is.
Food and Shelter for Friends. So they serve a lot of like our homeless community here in Norman. They provide some temporary and transitional housing for folks. And Chance lives there and works there. With the community there, and they do a lot to feed people. Been a lot of hard times with the pandemic. But I'm going to donate $1 for each review that we get for the month of December to his place of work.
To my place of employment.
Yeah, but they do really good work here in Norman. So I'm going to be doing that. I'll keep an eye on it. Just so you know. So that's a really easy way, wherever you are, to try to do a little bit of good in the world.
And promote us.
Again, in the spirit of the holiday.
Yeah.
A little bit. It's giving and getting.
It's true. And we do very much just appreciate all of you guys and your listenership.
Yeah. And if you're like, I want to do more than $1, you can look them up too. And I'm sure they'd be happy for
any sort
of donation.
And this year is especially weird just with COVID. Mm-hmm. And generally there's a sleep station that will take in a lot of the homeless community that isn't in transitional living. And that's been very difficult this year because of COVID regulations and gathering regulations and social distancing regulations and all of that. Yeah. So the homeless community here in Norman, but all over, I'm sure, could really use your guys' help. So,
which, I mean, it's true always.
It's true. I mean, things are going into the winter. Things are always kind of like especially weird.
Mm-hmm.
But going into the winter of COVID is like a 1-2 punch.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it is always true that the homeless community could use your help.
Extra true right now.
It's
So check them out. Leave us a review. Do some good.
Yeah. And hey, donate to your local homeless shelter.
Yeah. Lots of people need help.
Lots of people need help. But that's all I've got.
That's all we've got. Next week, we'll be looking at episode 6, which I believe is...
I can look.
The pig one.
Is it the pig one? We can't be there yet. We probably are.
I think it is. I think it's the pig one. That's what was next on Disney Plus.
That seems so early. Which I know
they're out of order, but...
They may have fixed that. They may have, because everything's been right on so far. You're right. The little piggy.
This little piggy.
For some reason, I thought that was much later this season.
Who knows what anything is? But, yes. So...
Has Richard Karn been canceled for anything?
I don't believe so. I think he's wonderful.
Okay, I hope so. I love him.
Yeah, he's excellent.
So we really are at the point where I'm like, oh man, I really like that old actor. Oh, frick.
Please, no. Not just because I want to like them, but I would like for them not to have committed terrible deeds.
Yeah, both, for sure. But like... I get terrified every day. I'm like, is today the day that they just nail Usher for something? He seems wonderful.
It looks are deceiving.
He just had a kid. He named him something crazy. I don't remember what it is. I think it was like Sovereign.
Oh, that's fun.
Usher, we love you. Come on the show.
Bring Sovereign with you.
Unless you're actually a terrible person.
Is he a Mass Effect fan?
Oh, maybe.
It's possible. I don't blame him.
Usher's cool.
Mass Effect's cool.
I hope Usher's cool. Usher, seems please cool. be cool.
Anyway, from all of us here... At Boy Meets World Fever.
So long, world.
So long, world. When this boy meets chicken chaser.
You chase chickens.